Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Money, money, money. Don't we all need that at this time of the year? You know, after spending all that Christmas and everything else. Huh, money. Have we got enough of it?
I know. And what amazes me is the pace that everything keeps going up. I mean, it's just crazy.
I know. But what I actually wanted to talk about today, now, you're going to have to cast everybody, you're going to have to cast your minds back to 2021. Okay, just out of COVID. Now, there was that couple that, where were they? They were in Christchurch, they were renovating, and they found that $200,000 in the ceiling of their house. And it was hidden in plastic bricks underneath all of the insulation stuff. So, 200 grand, there you go, in plastic bricks. So, they thought they'd be good. And handed into the police. Now, remember at the time the police thought, well, this is likely to be, you know, money because it's probably from proceeds from crime or something else, you know, probably from drug dealing. That was their thoughts. And anyway, here it comes up again. Here we are in 2026 and it's in the High Court and this couple are saying, well, you can't prove that it's from crime and do you not think you should just give it back to us?
I totally agree.
Absolutely.
I think they were absolutely brilliant in the first place for taking it to the police. Personally, I would have tried to find who the previous owners were and tried to get it back to them that way. But, hey, they did the right thing, took it to the police. The police are sitting on it. They don't need the money. What are they doing with it? I think the couple should get it, most definitely.
Absolutely. I can't believe that, you know, that it's kind of come. And they can't prove that it's from drug dealing or anything else. You know, I think I remember now, this is way back, and I don't know whether it's a myth, but it was in one of the old butcher shops in England when I was there. This is many, many years ago, and there was a story on the wall. And so it was throughout the war, and the butcher had had hidden his money in the wall in bricks, but because of the bit of meat and stuff on it, little insects had come along and eaten the paper. And remember years and years ago, the money used to have a little wire through it, like that kind of little silvery wire thing. He was able to prove that actually all that money was there because all of those little wire things, those little thin wires were left. Now, he hid his in the wall, so I mean, crikey, I just, unbelievable. I think they should get it back. Absolutely. They bought the house with it in it and they own it.
Totally agree with you on that one. But isn't it interesting? I wonder how many people hide money in their house.
Well, you always used to hunt, isn't it the saying, isn't it, that you hide it under your mattress, but I don't know whether people, well, I don't know. I know my aunt, my auntie-in-law, if you can call her an auntie-in-law, she did. She hid some under her carpet and in the wooden floorboards.
Well, how did everybody feel when COVID first hit? Because I know personally, I was going like, okay, this is something that we haven't experienced before, so what's going to happen? Is our money going to be safe in the banks? And I know a lot of people who went and pulled a lot of money out of their banks just to make sure they had cash in case the banks had to all close their doors and that.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if they put that money back into the banks.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Love to hear from our listeners out there. Let us know. Have you got your money stashed? You don't have to tell us where. Well, actually, it'd be nice. But have you got money stashed somewhere? Have you got that cash for a rainy day stashed somewhere? But hey, Irene, if you found 200 grand or someone very nicely donated you 200 grand, what would you do with it?
Oh, if somebody donated me 200 grand, I would be very, very quick to buy a house.
Right. Now, where would you get a house with that, even that deposit? You would still round New Zealand, absolutely. You say the price is going up, but yes, you could probably get a house with that.
I'd probably get a place out in the country. Would I buy a house? You know what? I've never actually thought about it. Maybe I'd go on a world trip instead.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Well, the first thing I think of is to help my family, you know, and I think, okay, so this family member could do was buying a house or having a deposit to buy a house. And then I go through all the family members and I go, no, there isn't enough of it to go around. So maybe I'd just take a world trip.
Oh, I like that. There's not enough, so no, you're not getting it. Yeah, it'd be quite interesting. I suppose it is depending on where you are in your life at the time, isn't it? You know, it might be for renovations, it might be for that extra family member you're getting, or you're right, to help out some of your own family members, or absolutely, you never had it, you got it, spend it on yourself.
Yeah. Actually, when you think about it, it doesn't have to be a house, does it? It only has to be a piece of dirt. It only has to be land that I can put the van on or put a container on.
Well, for you, absolutely. But then I was also thinking there's so many of these gorgeous tiny homes that would probably, you wouldn't quite spend your 200. You still have a little bit left over to buy a little plot of land maybe.
So. Totally. But your plot of land, by the time you put your power and sewerage and everything into it, it would take up all of that pretty quickly, I would say.
Oh, I would think so. But then you could pop solar on so you don't need to get connected to the grid and you know, the old sewerage tank. But, yeah, no, it would. It would go pretty quickly, but it would go a long way. So, yeah, getting yourself a little plot of land. I think I'd probably go on a big world trip and just spend it travelling. Yeah, I think so.
But you haven't got any grandkids, you see. You immediately think, ooh, am I being selfish using all this on me? Oh, well, I can leave it to them when I die.
Yeah, but remember, you've been spending money all your life on them, so maybe it is your turn now, you know. Maybe you want to have a look under the wheels in your van there, Irene. Maybe someone had popped some up there before you even bought it. There could be some there hidden under the hubcaps.
Oh, honey, I have been over this van every single tiny little speck, both under, over and on top. If there was anything there, it would have been found by now, believe me.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it would be great to hear what we would spend it on, but I certainly believe that's theirs now. Goodness me, this has been 4 years. Nobody's come forward. No harm's come to them. Nobody seems to have missed it. So... yeah.
I can't believe that they have to take it to court, you know. This is another sign of the times. That money would have been given back to them by the police in olden days.
Yeah, totally.
I remember loads and loads of stories where the police tried to find the owners, couldn't, so gave it to the people who had found it.
Yeah. And I think it just probably makes us all a bit hesitant if we found that to then hand it in, if we knew, you know. That we'd have to go through all of that. Would you just keep it in the house for, you know, a year or two, and then if nobody, none of the ex-owners came to pick it up, that you just carry on? Maybe that's what, is this what this is saying? That, it, you know, it won't, we'll stop kind of handing that stuff in when we find it?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it a shame that it would come to that? But it could very well be that the police department themselves has lost track of that money and it's disappeared by some dishonest policeman.
Well, that's true as well. A little bit of corruption going on in there. But I mean, if they'd never handed it in, the police wouldn't have anything anyway. So they're none the, you know, it's not theirs to have. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is, as you say, it either just sits in a vault somewhere or somebody else has already kind of nicked it and having a good time on it as well. Yeah.
But, it's going to be interesting to follow that case. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about cases, look at the case that's hitting all the headlines at the moment with the Muslim guy, the Australian guy who's trying to get off his conviction.
Oh, yeah, I haven't really been following that, actually. I sometimes get a little bit kind of blasé. It's like, oh, yeah, had enough of this, so I don't even... Oh, okay, so, no, I haven't been following it at all. So they reckon...
Well,
yeah.
It's a little bit sad, but he's coming up with all sorts of... It'll be, once again, some legal person trying to make a name for themselves as a lawyer or whatever, but he's coming up with all sorts of things that he wasn't mentally responsible at the time, and he's retracting his original deposition that he put into the police at the time, and so on and so forth. And like one member of parliament said, if we allow this to happen, it's going to keep happening and keep happening, and it's going to cost New Zealand tons, thousands and thousands of dollars, and how do we get around it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be interesting defending somebody, wouldn't it? I mean, how can you defend? I was reading something the other day. I don't know what it was about, but it was talking about the jury. You just have to go on the facts, and you've got to take all that emotion out of it. Now, that's pretty hard as a human being to do, you know, just as a normal layperson, that you've got to take... You've got to go exactly on the facts only. But to try and defend somebody that we know is in the wrong, that must be a really tough job.
Well, if you think that you're going to make a name for yourself and it's going to make your business go boom, what better way to advertise yourself? You know, when it comes to lawyers, they don't care about right or wrong anymore. They don't find it hard to defend them. They just find it part of their job and making a name for themselves.
I suppose you're right, it is part of your job and it becomes normalised to you. But, yeah, but I was just finding that interesting, you know, where the judge, you know, kind of sums up and says, no, you just, you've got to look at the facts only. I think that that's really hard to do sometimes. But there you go. I've never been on a jury, have you?
Neither have I, and just as well, because I'll be going with my gut instinct stuff for facts.
So we'd be no good. So anybody out there that wants us on their jury, don't select us. Because you won't get too far. Oh, well, you know, that's probably about all we've got time for today. But I really would love to know, everybody, what you're going to do with that $200,000 if you found it. Share it on our Facebook page and
tell us where your money is.
Yeah, and do, and let us know if you have got any money hidden under the mattress somewhere or stashed away somewhere and why. You know, it's interesting why we still hold those little things. I don't know, maybe it's just tradition, who knows. But hey, that's all we've got time for today. Coming up, I think we'll put a little bit of a little bit of summer into the end of our program here with Harry Styles as it is, and what about Walking on Sunshine? Can you remember that one, Irene? Walking on Sunshine.
Yes, most definitely. Love that song.
Yeah.
Bright and happy.
Yeah, we'll end off with that. Anyway, guys, we will see you the same time, same place next week.
Come on, Harry. We want to say goodnight to you.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say, and everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who stays. Oh, in this world, it's just us.
www.grabacoffee.nz.
In Auckland, just about everywhere, you can see the water, and it has a lovely calming and invigorating effect.
Next to the ocean, wide open sea, cool breeze, lot of open space.
Hiking, swimming, lovely beaches.
Beaches.
I love the West Coast. I love being able to get in my car and in 40 minutes being in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Loving Auckland.
Well, I love that it's such a green city. It's just so rich in texture with all the different plants and trees and shrubs. There are giant trees, more than 150 years old. You can touch the roots of the country, of the history.
I love the bush, the heaps of parks around Auckland that you can go and play in, and the libraries.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city. 104.6 Planet FM.
Tune into Ireland Calling with Oliver Lee on Planet FM 104.6 every Wednesday night between 10 and 11 p.m. On the show, you will hear news from Irish correspondents, the latest Irish music, studio guests, and news of events happening in the Auckland area, and the chance to win great prizes. All this and much more on Ireland Calling on Planet FM 104.6 every Wednesday night between 10 and 11 p.m.
We can become one of those rapidly growing groups who have the audacity and courage to believe that we actually can change the world.
Technology, entertainment, design, and much more. TED Talks brings you inspiring presentations from speakers across the world. Hear activists, experts, and thought leaders sharing their ideas and stories. Wednesdays at 10 past 2 p.m., only live and only on Planet FM.
It's deafening in here. I can't see very clearly. Everybody's in the kitchen swapping recent horror stories. Getting my reasoning straight. Came here to loosen the reins and tripped up the stairs. It's crowded in here. That's when I saw him. He was 6 foot one with a shirt undone, and I was dancing in the hallway. I heard his name and I met my fate, and threw myself across the doorway and said, dance with me, I'm begging you please. In the low light you look like a dream. Oh, come with me, I promise I'm sweet.